It is Sunday best, huge day of sport, Saturday and Sunday this bank holiday weekend. Sun is shining. There are massive questions to ask about Hull City. Charlton Athletic women got themselves promoted, but the thing I'm most interested in is how did Martin Fitzgerald get on at his cricket?
Well, good question. We got 174 off 36 overs, so the other team, Byron Abbey, which play in the shadow of Newstead Abbey, they were chasing five and over. They got it just with an over to spare. So it was a very close game, nice bunch of lads, but they'd won their previous six games.
And I knew you were playing the informed side, so you know, yeah. I saw that on your socials. You know, I mean, obviously there would have been nerves around the camp, around that sort of thing, you know, coming up against Byron Abbey. I mean, I've heard them on the court, on the corners and in the echo and things, that Byron Abbey are a serious proposition. So
they're very much the informed team in the South Notts League Division M. You know, I'm a seasoned campaigner, so it takes a lot to worry me.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it was very close. They had a 13-year-old bowling spin who went for, I mean, he really won them the game. He was tiny and he didn't smile and he wore sunglasses even when he bowled. And
even a seasoned campaigner like yourself must have been struggling with that.
I was shocked with that. It was a pleasure to umpire. I was umpiring while he was bowling. And it was so hot, I originally said, I'll just do 10 overs. But then he came on and I thought, I'll hang around a bit for him. He went for something like 1.6 an over.
Wow.
In an innings that went for sort of 5-6 an over.
Okay.
13, but he looked 8.
Not like the converse of them, sometimes 13-year-olds that look 19 and they're intimidating, but 13-year-olds that look 8 are in a way even worse.